In April this year, the UNISA Council approved the new business model for the university.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite far-reaching and very, very momentous for the university, because what it signals is a shift from being a print-driven organization to becoming an online university. But it's very important for everyone to realize that this is not going to happen overnight, that this signals the beginning of the process to steer us towards becoming an online university. We anticipate that the entire process will take anything from 6 to 7 years. That's because we're not starting from a blank slate, that we've made tremendous progress already in shifting a lot of our administrative systems especially, and some support online. So any student who's using MyUNISA, for example, that's one element of the online environment. But as we are able to get devices into students' hands and then give every student internet access, that creates the enabling environment for us to go increasingly online. Now, the business model change signals a number of very, very important things. Firstly, that we'll have to rely less and less on printed materials. And there are obvious benefits from that, because at the moment students send their materials, first the university sends materials to students via post or via courier, and it takes a long time before it gets to the students.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the students do an assignment and then send it back or make any submission to the university, it takes a long time again. If students want to access any of the services of the university, they've got to go to a UNISA facility, and that often means a lot of expense for students and a lot of time. Just to give you an example, when we were talking to some of our students in East London, students had come from as far away as 300 kilometers.
Mm.
Now that is just, it imposes a huge cost burden aside from the time that's taken.
Yes.
In an online environment, virtually everything that the students do, from registration to any administrative processes, inquiries, accessing their learning materials, submitting assignments, getting their marks, writing tests, and ultimately we anticipate even writing exams, can all be done online. So it makes it more cost effective for students, makes it more efficient for the university, and quite importantly, by using this kind of learning environment, we are able to give students more assessment opportunities, more assignments, because you get them back quickly, you can mark them, within days students can get their marks back.
Yeah.
And we all know, if you're familiar with learning theory, that the more opportunities students have for assessment, the more impact on their success. And we hope that way also to improve the services that students get, to address the individual needs of students, because we have a very large student body and the needs of students are very diverse.
Yes.
So all of these are very important developments for the university. There are benefits, huge benefits for students, and benefits for the university in that we increase our throughput rates, we increase our pass rates, and we make the university competitive, because then the quality of education that our students experience will be equal to the best anywhere in the world. And that's what we are aiming for.
Professor, when do you think we'll have these devices, and how will the students who live very far from regional centers, how will they access internet?
Well, it's not something we're thinking about, it's something we've acted upon. Mm-hmm. One of the first things we had to do was to ensure that we are able to get cost-effective internet access for every student. So we called all of the internet service providers here to UNISA last year, and we said to them, we want every student to have cheap bandwidth or cheap internet access, and we don't want them to pay the commercial rates which most of our students can't afford. And we said we'd like them to have 3 gigabytes of data access at 100 rand a month and lower. So they initially said, well, they couldn't do it. But they came back, and about 2 weeks ago, all of the major internet service providers have signed up.
Great.
So That will be available in the next few weeks. We'll be having a launch around the 1st of August on the matter. The second big barrier to going online is getting a device into every student's hands. So our ICT department undertook a study and looked at what devices are available. We wanted a cost-effective device. It had to be a good quality screen so it doesn't damage the eyesight of our students. It has to have good battery power, battery life. It ideally had to have an external keyboard because many students can't type on the screen. Mm-hmm. It had to be a robust machine of sufficient quality because there are lots of cheap and nasty devices out there. So we didn't want to give our students something that would break or would not last them a sufficient time. So the cheapest device we could get with all of those qualities we were looking for is going to cost in the region of about 1,250 rand. That's very, very cost effective.
Yes.
And it does everything that a student would need for teaching and learning purposes, for research purposes, even for social networking purposes, for having fun even, and for enriching their lives. Because
yes.
We think that that's what a device should do. It must enrich your lives, not only for learning, but for interaction, communication, cultural and recreational purposes as well. So those were two major barriers which we've overcome. And from August onwards, students will be able to access that. So by this time next year, it's possible for every student to have a device in their hands. Now, there are lots of poor students as well, and we were concerned about them. So we approached the National Student Financial Aid Scheme and communicated our intentions and asked them to make this the access to the devices for the very poor students as part of the loan funding that they provide for students. And they've indicated an amenability to that as well.
Okay.